Hey everybody, this is Daniel. Welcome back. And we need to have a conversation. Particularly, we need to talk about comedians. We need to talk about bad jokes. And if comedians are ever allowed to just say whatever they want without consequences. Now, there's a number of reasons why I think this is a topic worth discussing. There's been recent events. I think we all kind of know what they are. They were all a little bit tired of talking about some of the recent events involving comedy and repercussions. But when these kind of events occur, whether it's the discussions of quote unquote cancel culture, an issue I find very annoying to hear people talk about for reasons we might discuss in a future episode, I hear a lot of people make a lot of different comments about comedy. And one of the comments I hear and I've heard lately is, well, comedians should be able to say whatever they want. People shouldn't be mad at a joke. It's this defense of comedy, and it's an unconditional defense of comedy that comedians should be able to say whatever they want when they're in the role and function of comedians. And I'm just going to tell you up front, I completely disagree with this. But I disagree for a reason that you might not anticipate. I actually do think comedians should be able to say whatever they want, provided one major condition. And it's this condition that I honestly think makes my opinion much better than most people's opinions when it comes to this topic. So I don't agree that comedians should be able to say whatever they want without any consequences. But the reason I disagree, let me kind of explain this because I'm coming at this from a very different perspective. Because most people could say, hey, listen, they're comedians, you know, they're there to be funny. They're going to say things that people don't always agree with. They're going to say things that offend people sometimes. And they should be able to do that. People shouldn't be so soft. People shouldn't be so sensitive. We should be able to take a joke. I get that. I hear what you're saying. But I think it's easy to say that when you're not on the other end of the joke. I think it's easy to say that when you're just watching and observing the joke. But I want us to kind of move to the other side for a minute, and not to the side of the person who's being joked about. I actually want us to move to the side of the comedian for a minute. Because I have been thinking a lot about comedy for years, and just understanding it, you know, learning about it, because I just find comedy to be a very fascinating topic. And I think people really underestimate how difficult stand-up comedy is. I think when you look at the stories of comedians who have built a career, who have traveled, whether it's the Chitlin Circuit or different comedy clubs and opening for just anyone, trying to find any kind of way to get in the door, taking whatever audience you have, bombing, retooling your jokes, figuring out how they're going to play for an audience. I think we really underestimate how difficult stand-up comedy is. And these folks who get up on the mic, whether it's an open mic or whether they're opening for somebody, whether they're headlining, and the very real threat of bombing, not doing well, and then facing that night in and night out to build this career. And I want you to really kind of put yourself in the mind of a comedian for a minute, because you're getting up on stage, you've worked on these jokes, you've crafted them, or you're just working out material on the stage, and you get out in front of all these people, and you are presenting your jokes to them. And these folks could give you a very immediate response of what they think about it. This is not like a desk job where you could be doing something for a long time and not get feedback until like maybe months later or years later. This is instant feedback. This is not even like, you know, a movie where you make it and you might get feedback of the people who are making it with you, of course, but you don't know what the public thinks until maybe a year later once everything's done. This is not that. You are getting feedback immediately on the stage. You are knowing immediately whether a joke works or not, and you outnumber them. And they outnumber you. And so people can boo you off the stage. People can heckle you. And you got to be able to defend yourself. You got to be able to make these jokes work. And you see these cases where guys even like Dave Chappelle, you know, can bomb on stage, or a night could be a bad night and they just pick it back up and they keep going the next night or the next time they get on stage. Stand-up comedy is hard. And I think it's harder than a lot of things that a lot of other people have willingly chosen to do in their lives. And I think people really struggle with understanding how difficult it is to get up in front of people and entertain people or make them laugh or captivate them and keep their attention for any specific period of time, especially in the era of smartphones. And, you know, there's some comedians who have you put them away, but in a time where so many things can pull your attention, it's harder to keep people's attention on stage. And so it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of grinding to get to the point where you're a really good comedian. And so because of that, I actually have a different opinion about comedians and whether they should have the permission or the latitude to say whatever they want. Because of all that hard work, because of that grind, because of how they like refine and harness their skills, I actually think that's why comedians should be able to say whatever they want, because they've earned it. They have gotten in front of all these people. They have bombed. They know what it's like. They've struggled and they're still making it work and they're getting better at it and they're making people laugh. But that's where I disagree with everybody. I don't think comedians should have unconditional latitude to say whatever they want. And I think all the folks who think they should are wrong. I don't think you understand comedy. I don't think you understand how difficult it is to be a comedian. And I don't think you understand the purpose of entertainment. I think too many people are confusing comedians with philosophers, with preachers, with truth tellers. And sure, there's quite a bit of comedy that is rooted in the truth. But most comedians have one job and they're focused on doing one thing. And that is making you laugh. That's their focus. And because of that, that's why I think comedians should be able to say whatever they want. Under one major condition, comedians should be able to say whatever they want, provided that it is funny. That's it. Provided it's funny, they should be able to tell you or say whatever they want. Let me give you an example of what I mean. So everybody's been talking about the slap between Chris Rock and Will Smith. I'm not really going to dig into that here. I'm just going to reference it. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was asking me my opinion about it, and I was making this exact point. And I said, I'm going to prove to you that a comedian can say whatever they want, so long as it's funny. And I told him about the joke that Chris Rock ironically told about OJ. And I don't know if you've heard the joke. I'm going to reference it because I would never be as good at telling jokes as Chris Rock is. But the joke that he tells basically is, imagine that you were married and then you got divorced and you're paying alimony and you're paying all of this money to your ex and you're paying for the house and she's got this fancy house and she's got this money from you and she's sleeping with someone else in that house. And you find out, how would you feel and what might you do? And he tells this joke in reference to OJ. And Chris Rock's point with the joke is, I'm not saying it's right, but I understand. Now, again, I will never be Chris Rock's level of funny, so I'm not trying to tell the joke. I'm referencing the joke. And I'm referencing it because when I told my friend what Chris Rock has joked about in the past, he started laughing. He thought it was funny. And he did this thing where he said, I should not be laughing at this, but this is so funny. And I said, that's exactly why we should not give comedians unconditional latitude. Because comedians, no matter who they are, should not be able to say whatever they want if it's not funny. Because that's not why we go to a comedy show. You might go to a comedy show so that for virtue signaling, for your opinions to be reinforced, and that's your choice because you paid for the ticket. But we all understand that when we walk into a comedy show or we turn on a comedy clip on our phones, wherever it is, we have an expectation. We want to be made to laugh. And the comedian knows that above all that they have to do, they've got to be funny. And you might not find something funny. You might not have found that OJ thing funny. That's fine. But that's the point. Either it's funny to you or it's not. And if it's not funny to you, you're probably not going to be okay with the joke. And if it's funny to you, you're probably going to say, man, that was an absolutely terrible joke, but it was really funny. And so I'm saying this because I'm hearing people make these arguments that, oh, comedians should be able to say whatever they want. Like, look at Dave Chappelle. Like, we shouldn't cancel comedians. You know, like, the last thing they need to be is canceled. These guys are not getting canceled. Stop with this cancellation nonsense talk. There's real cancellation that happens in the world. It doesn't happen to these comedians. It happens to marginalized and oppressed people. Okay? This is not what cancellation looks like. Louis C.K. just won a Grammy. After all the things he did. What cancellation? Dave Chappelle said all these terrible things about trans folks, made these ridiculous points, and basically turned his comedy show into a sermon, and he got another special after that. What we're doing is we're conflating all these different topics because there are people whose jobs it is every single day to pump out messaging, to pump out these different talking points, these scripting points, and to get you to swallow them, to get me to swallow them, to get all of us to swallow these points, and then regurgitate them to other people. And we need to stop doing that. We've got to put some critical thought into what we're saying to people. And at some point, we got to just ask ourselves, wait a minute, I just said the comedians should be able to say whatever they want. Does that really make sense? Do I really think this? Because I'm going to be honest, I don't. I don't think comedians should be able to say whatever they want, unconditionally. I think comedians should be able to say whatever they want, provided that it is funny. And so I would love to hear your thoughts. You can reach me on social media right now, mainly Twitter, at DB Troutman. D as in dog, B as in boy, Troutman, like the fish. I'm on Instagram as well, but I'm kind of taking a break from that. I'm trying to take a break from Facebook as well. So really, Twitter's the best place to reach me. Thank you so much for listening to this. I would love your feedback. And if you loved the episode, leave me 5 stars on whatever podcasting platform you use. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next time.